As Zimbabwe's economic crisis worsens, experts have warned the country is close to complete collapse, with the world's highest inflation rate and soaring unemployment. 4 out of 5 Zimbabweans now live below the poverty line, and it's estimated that up to a quarter of the country's population has fled. Many of these migrants have gone to neighbouring South Africa, and while there are few reliable figures on the numbers crossing the border, estimates consistently refer to 3 million Zimbabweans now living in South Africa. And that number appears to be swelling all the time, with as many as 3,000 people a day slipping across the border as their own country slides into ever deeper economic chaos. Many of these Zimbabweans, mostly young and destitute men, are reduced to sleeping out in the open in the border areas as they search for casual labour or ways of supporting themselves and their families back home. Father Michael Gallagher works for the Jesuit Refugee Service in South Africa and has just returned from a trip to the Zimbabwean border to see firsthand the desperate plight of these migrants. He spoke to my colleague Susie Hodges about what he saw.
The people that we spoke with during our survey, all of them had entered South Africa without going through formal processes. So illegally.
And how risky and dangerous is that? I mean, you've got the Limpopo River, which I gather at times can be crocodile infested.
That's correct. At this time of year, it's not that bad. But when the rains start, the crocodiles will come up further again.
Isn't there any kind of border fence, and how do they get across that?
There is a rudimentary border fence by the main port of entry, which is Messina. It's rather extensive. It's 3 levels of fencing. But about 15 kilometers to the east of Messina, it just drops down to a single fence, which can be cut. And we saw places where people just could open a gate and walk through. So there were places where it was very easy to enter.
But if these people are either caught entering or else discovered and picked up by police afterwards, what happens to them?
Generally, they're rather quickly deported back to Zimbabwe. The International Organization of Migration has a reception center just inside Zimbabwe. They show that they have received over 100,000 people who have been deported in the first 8 months of 2007.
And as far as you know, are there people there that are maybe so desperate to leave that they keep trying, even if they get deported, they will make another attempt to get to South Africa?
Oh, yes. We spoke with several people who had been back and forth a couple of times. The situation in Zimbabwe is dreadful and is indeed life-threatening. I just read a report earlier of a priest talking about going up and doing the last rites or encountering people who had died at the hospital the night before, one of whom had died because they'd been on a life support system and the electricity went out, so they died. Another was a diabetic, and he died because they didn't have any medicine, any insulin anymore. So, I mean, simple things that you would expect in a developed society are no longer available there, and people are fleeing to get away from that.
So a lot of these people that have fled, they're to all effects destitute. How are they coping? How would you describe the plight of these people living along the border? You said there weren't camps.
There are no camps. We met 2 groups, and each time the group had gathered around a tree and were sleeping under a tree and then looking for work in the neighboring villages or towns. So they were living outdoors with no facilities whatsoever. One group of folks had just arrived that day, and they'd come a good 100 kilometers from the border when we met them, and they were quite tired and worn out. And while we were talking with them, some others who had been there for a bit longer came up and joined in the conversation.
These people, how are they coping when it comes to food and water? Do they have supplies of their own or what?
No, they have to just either make some money and buy some food, or sometimes they get assistance from charitable groups. But we didn't encounter a lot of groups up in the northern part of South Africa who were providing assistance to these people. It's a huge problem. It's a huge human situation.
How do the local population feel about this influx of Zimbabwean refugees?
We encountered 2 distinct reactions. One would be a reaction of fear, but at the same time, a great deal of sympathy for the people who have come. But there was a fear of theft because the people are so poor coming across. And it makes it easy to blame any theft that occurs on the foreigners. The second reaction was much more hospitable, where we encountered some traditional leaders who were making space for these people, allowing them to stay in the grounds and even build shacks and things like that.
Is it mostly men who fled?
That seems to be what we saw. During our time there, we only encountered two women, mostly men, young men between 18 and 35 or 40.
And how would you describe their morale?
They were disappointed that they haven't found anything that can help them, help their families back in Zimbabwe. I think they felt a bit abused by the people who did hire them, because they were hiring them for just a real pittance. One group of people we met who were working on a farm reported that they were getting 14 rands a day, which would be about the equivalent of $2 for a full day's work.
How do those salaries, should we say, those wages compare to what a South African will be paid?
I believe that the South African labor law would require that the farm laborers should be getting somewhere about 100 rand a day, or 800 a week, as opposed to 100 a week. Yeah, they're getting ripped off.
Did any of those people consider going back, or do they say that the situation in Zimbabwe is just so awful that they simply don't want to go back?
Right now, it doesn't make any sense to go back. There's no work at all in Zimbabwe. And if you do have work there, your wages are frozen at present. And they're still using this myth of the $1 to 250 Zim dollars, whereas in the informal market, it's over, 40,000, 50,000 to a U.S. dollar now. So there's no food on the shelves. The money you get, you can't buy anything with. So why stay? It's better to take a chance in South Africa. At least you get some real currency when you do find the work.
How do they feel about the situation in their home country? Are they angry? Are they sad? How do they feel about the way that Zimbabwe's economic and political situation has gone so badly wrong?
Well, I've been in Zimbabwe a couple of times this year. The feeling of the people who I meet on this side in South Africa is similar to the ones that I meet in Zimbabwe, and that's generally a sense of abiding sadness about how this really wonderful country has gone so quickly down the tubes. I mean, there's all sorts of very good things that could happen and have happened before in Zimbabwe, which have just stopped, and everybody feels very sad about that, and I did not encounter anger. They're not political refugees, but they're refugees under the African Convention, because it says that if there's events seriously disturbing public order in all or part of the country and people leave because of that, they're entitled to refugee status. So the people, in our view, are refugees, the ones who come over here, because the economic collapse of that country are events that seriously disturb public order.
Apart from the border area that you saw, is it now common in South Africa to see Zimbabwean refugees in the country's main cities?
Yeah, I think that from all the reports that I've heard, there are a large population of Zimbabweans who have entered South Africa. About 19,000 Zimbabweans applied for asylum in South Africa, which is the largest single nationality group which applied in 2006. And the numbers are still big and growing.
Does everybody then believe that this exodus from Zimbabwe is not only set to continue but is likely to increase?
Yeah, I think if the situation continues to deteriorate, more people are going to, vote with their feet and leave the country.
Are you trying to lobby the government, or rather the police, not to deport these people?
Yes. JRS has gone on record to say that South Africa should recognize everybody who comes in from Zimbabwe right now as a refugee and treat them in accordance with the international and its own legislation, chief among which would be not to send them back to where they came from.
And my thanks there to Father Michael Gallagher of the Jesuit Refugee Service, talking to Susie Hodges.